had a chance last night to go through several books. And one of the ones that I was reading last night, now I've heard of a car repo man, but this is extraordinary. Max Hardberger has been a sea captain and a repo man. The name of the book is entitled Seas. How you doing there, Max?
Good morning, sir.
A repo man for ships? You got to break this down for a brother. What in the world are you doing, man?
Well, I'm going out and I'm getting ships that have been stolen and I'm stealing them back, because in these countries where people take stolen ships, you can't go to the government. The government's part of the, you know, they cooperated in the theft. So somebody like me has got to go in there, sneak in there, get the ship ready, get it out, and take it to some law-abiding jurisdiction where the owner can repossess the ship.
So tell me about your history. When did you get involved with the sea, and then when did you flip from just being a regular old Popeye to being the repo man?
Well, I've been going to sea all my life. I started sailing small boats when I was pretty much a teenager. I went into the sea into cargo freighters in the mid-'80s and became a ship captain. And one day I had my ship was seized by a corrupt jurisdiction in Haiti, and I just decided not to let them have it. So I took it out, and then I had it happen again with a company I worked for, and the word got around, you know, that there was a guy who was, you know, actually crazy enough to do something like this. And so there's not many of us, so people know, I guess, where to turn.
Well, why don't you give me some stories? Let's say, for example, the one dealing with the Russian mobsters. Tell me about that story.
Okay. Well, a very interesting lady who was a ship broker had some Russian ships for sale in Vladivostok, and I had a client who was looking for scrap ships in China, so it seemed like a good deal. So she and I flew over there with a Bulgarian translator, and as soon as we got there, we found that the ships had been stolen by the Russian mafia, and they were going to try to force us to get my buyer to come there with cash and maybe steal the cash from him. And so she and I had to escape out of Vladivostok in a hurry.
Now tell me about the band of brothers that work with you. I know you can't tell me the specifics, but, you know, give me some kind of idea of what is required to hang out with you that when you go do the repo business. Give me some of the idea of your special ops team.
Well, these guys are not, it is definitely a special ops team, but I use men that I've worked with in the past who are primarily seamen. They're not military, or they're not, it's not a an assault team of any kind. For example, I'll need, in a typical team, I'm going to need a really good chief engineer, a guy who can get into the engine room if it's completely blacked out and feel around with his hands and get the engine started and so on. I need a good chief mate who knows how to navigate, who can relieve me from the necessity of doing the physical navigation. And then I need a couple of other guys to cut lines and to move about the ship. So a typical team of four or five guys would be comprised of men I've worked with as seamen, as men who worked on ships in the past.
Tell me the use of prostitutes that you've had to use from time to time to distract guards.
Well, you know, it's life in these countries is a lot different from the United States. In the United States, prostitution is considered a pretty bad thing, but it's pretty normal, especially in the ports. It's just a way of life, and it's a way of making a living, and I'm not defending it, certainly, but that's, you know, you have to face reality. A lot of times, and of course, a prostitute, you know, she does what she does for money, so I'll find one who's a good actress, and I'll pay her money to go on board and make friends with the guard and convince the guard to go somewhere with her and so on. And they're not suspecting that she's working for me. They think that, you know, she's fallen madly in love with them, and they don't always know that they're prostitutes. Sometimes they think they're just girls. So I've done that a couple of times.
Now tell me about, I know you're from New Orleans, so you may know something about this, the mojo. Tell me about the voodoo doctors.
Well, you know, Haiti is a, you know, voodoo. All Haitians believe in voodoo. Even the ones who say they don't really do believe in voodoo. And so it's sometimes convenient to, for me, I don't believe in it, so I can handle those guys. I'll hire a local voodoo doctor and have him do something. You know, in one case, I had the voodoo doctor go onto a soccer field where I couldn't afford to have people go onto the soccer field, which was right near the ship I was taking out. So I had him publicly do what the Haitians call put the powder. He put the powder on the soccer field and made sure the Haitians were watching him. And after that, nobody would go near that soccer field.
That's extraordinary. Now, rumor has it is that there perhaps is going to be a full-length movie done with perhaps with Lone Tree Entertainment and Point Blank Productions. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was just talking to him last night, and it's looking pretty good. Point Blank is Joni and Keith were the producers on the recent Peter Weir movie, actually the one that's coming out this summer called The Way Back with Ed Harris and Colin Farrell. And they're going to be doing The Good Pirate, which is the working title, at least, of the movie about my repossession adventures.
Okay. Well, if you need any character actors, you know, I can work a little mojo, whatever the case may be. I just want to let you know I was available, sir.
Well, I'll tell the witch doctor to keep an eye out for you.
Okay. Tell me how to get a copy of this important book. Let me know about any website, Facebook, to get a copy of Seized.
Yes, sir. Just Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Those are good ways to do it.
Well, thank you so very much. This will be heard over and over again toward the end of the week at dralvin.com, the website. And again, you are welcome to check me out at Alvin A. Jones on Facebook, and we'd be more than happy to encourage you among my 5,700 friends and family, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Alvin.
Take care, man.
Okay, bye-bye.